Jimmy White, world-renowned snooker player, you're very welcome to Radio Kerry, to Terrace Talk, and especially to Killarney.
Thank you very much indeed. It's a pleasure to be here.
Jimmy, born in Tooting in London, where did the snooker begin? Did you always want to be a snooker player? Was there any in the family?
I started, not really. My dad played a little bit in his club, but I started playing snooker by going to a local club called Zans, Z-A-N-S, in Tooting. And basically, I was a naughty boy. I didn't used to go to school much, which all the young listeners out there get to school because that's what you got to do in life. And I went in there, played truant, and I went into there and I hid basically from the scoreboard. And then after a year, I fell in love with the game. I didn't play it for a year. I was just in there because it was somewhere out the cold, and I just fell in love with it. And here I am now, 27 years later.
Jimmy, where did your career take you as an amateur, and then when did you turn professional?
Well, from 13, within 2 years, I became very good, like natural talented player like Ronnie O'Sullivan, and we started going all up and down the country playing for money, gambling, basically, and then I won every amateur competition there was at 16, and I was the youngest English ever amateur. So they said, wait 3 years and go to the World Amateur Championship, which was in Tasmania in Australia. So I thought, you know, if I'm going to do my career properly, I should wait and win the World Amateur, because that was a special thing. So I won the World Amateur Championships and then turned professional in 1980. And so really, I've been a professional 21 years.
Jimmy, viewers in Ireland, of course, would be very, very familiar with you, because we've been watching you on television year after year after year. And I know it hurts you a lot to probably talk about being beaten in 6 world finals. How hurtful is it?
It's if I don't win the world championships, you know, when I retire in about 5 or 6 years, I'm going to be, you know, a little bit disappointed. But the main thing is that I've had a wonderful life. Snooker's took me to all over the world. My family's looked after, and I still think I've got it in me to win the world championship. I think the problem I have these days is not so much my game side, it's the concentration side, because as you get older, you get a bit more wiser, and you get a bit, you find a few more, and I seem to lose a bit of concentration. But 3 of them finals I was well beaten, and 3 of them finals I wasn't prepared. But you know, God's given me a gift, and I still love playing snooker. I love coming to Ireland. I love going all over the world. And I should keep playing until I think I'm not good enough. And I've definitely got a few more years in me.
Jimmy, we sit down at home and we watch the World Championships mostly on television. And coming up to the semi-finals and the finals in particular, we can feel the tension. We can nearly reach out and touch it through the television sets. What's it like to be a top professional snooker player under the glare of millions?
It's a nightmare, because you sit down in your seat and you think, you know, you can hear everybody talking, even when you're in the audience, and even when sometimes when you can hear a pin drop, you're thinking, you know, am I sitting properly and everything? And really, you should be getting on with your job, but that's part of the buzz. That's part of the greatness of snooker. It's a great armchair sport. People love to watch it. And part of that pressure is that you have to overcome the pressure to be world champion or to win. I've won every other tournament there is. I've been in 6 finals. So I should keep punching until, you know, but you must learn to enjoy it. And sometimes I enjoy it, sometimes I don't. But whatever it is, I always fight to win. And sometimes I do, sometimes I don't.
Everybody watching Jimmy wants Jimmy White to win the World Championship. That goes without saying, because you're a special type of a player to the viewers. Now, you might have been unlucky, I don't know, to come up against Stephen Henry and Steve Davis. Those two players which viewers here in Ireland are more particularly used to watching. Would you talk to me about those two men?
Well, the great ambassador for the game, Steve Davis. I'm playing him on Wednesday night. I'm in Cork tomorrow night, and then Wednesday I go to play Steve Davis in Aylesbury. He loves still playing. He's 46, I'm 39. When I was playing Steve Davis at his peak when I was young, I was a little bit of a boy who liked to be out and about in the town, which was probably not the greatest thing to have done, but what can you do? That was what I done. And he had a great safety game, and I had about 7 years of him, and then he sort of went off a bit, and I was still there. And then I had Steve Davis was a great safety player. And then I had Stephen Hendry come along, who could pop balls off the lampshade. So I had one end of the string to the other. So you know, I had them both at their peak, and I beat them a few times, but as I say, not being as dedicated. I was dedicated to the game, but I wasn't dedicated to looking after myself, and it did cost me, but I'm still there.
Jimmy, I must ask you about our own countryman, Alec Higgins. Yeah. I know you have been a great friend of his, a great player, world champion. Yeah, sure. How was he and how is he?
Well, Higgins to me, and obviously you've got Ken Doherty, haven't you? Higgins to me was the greatest player I've ever seen in my life. He wouldn't have won, I'm afraid, in today's standard, because it's a different type of game. But he was a genius, and he was a good friend of mine. And he had throat cancer, and as far as I've heard, he's got rid of throat cancer. His doctor and his sister have told me he hasn't got throat cancer now. And I see him now and again, but he's a bit, he's got a few bitter ways about him to do with the WPBSA. He has a couple of cases against them that he's fighting, but if you know Alex Higgins, he's a bit of a, I wouldn't like to say, you can't put it in one word, you know, 1 minute he's up, 1 minute he's down, you know, but I wish him all the best, and if he was to sort his problems out with the WPBSA, I'm sure he could come back and play in a few of the senior circuit and play a few exhibitions, because people would love to see him play, you know, he can still play.
And you mentioned Ken Doherty, and of course also Dennis Taylor, who won that memorable final against Steve Davis. Two more Irishmen.
Yeah, well, I don't know Dennis too much because he's a bit older than me. You know, I wasn't really around when he was at his peak, but I was delighted when he won it in 85. Ken Doherty is a very good friend of mine. I was with him for the last two nights. I'm with him tomorrow, and I'm coming over for his stag do, because he's getting married in Christmas, so I'm coming over to Ireland especially for that. And Ken's just a great ambassador for Irish snooker, and great man, and it's a pleasure to be around him and play him.
And of course, Jimmy, I suppose most people that watch snooker and follow snooker, they'd envy the snooker players, really, because you've travelled the world.
We have. We've been very lucky. But what people don't seem to realise, we go to places like Thailand, Australia, Canada, but all these places we go to, it's their winter, because snooker's an indoor game, so it's not all glorified. And the travelling's, when you get to my age now, I've been travelling now for, how old am I, 39, I've been travelling really for 25 years on the road, you know, it's a long quarter of a century, so the travelling's not a great buzz no more, but I have had a wonderful life.
Difficult being away from your family?
Very much so, you know, I've got five children, my oldest is 21, she's doing fine, and I do miss my kids growing up here and there and everywhere, but they have a great life, and I'm not like a, my job is not like a 9-to-5 job, so when I am at home, I'm 24 hours, 7 days a week with them, so it tends to make up for itself.
Out of thousands of games you've probably played all over the world, what's your most memorable moment?
Oh, I think, to be quite honest with you, I think my most memorable moment was, I definitely would say Kirk Stephens making a 147 against me, because, you know, and that was against me, and that was the one that really sticks in my mind. There's a lot of like nightmare ones with the black, obviously, and being 14-8 in front with Hendry the time before, but the one that sticks in my mind for some reason is Kirk Stephens when he had that 147 against me, because he was a good friend of mine as well. And I just, once I can't win the frame, once he gets to 73, like 9 reds, 9 blacks, an extra red, I couldn't win the game. So I was just edging him on, and that one sticks in my mind.
What game, Jimmy, did you come away from and went to bed that night, never slept all night, and said, I'm after losing that, and I shouldn't have lost it?
Oh, quite a few. Probably about 10. So I don't want to... I can't name them all. Obviously, Hendry was one of them, missing the black 17 each, and missing the... on 14-8, I missed an easy red as well. So, I don't know. They're probably two of the worst ones.
Jimmy, what about the standard of snooker in Ireland? You're travelling around now and doing exhibitions, and we'll talk about Killarney in a few minutes. What's the standard road?
I'm in Killarney in Connie Sullivan's club. He's been taking me and Ken around the country. We're doing quite a few tours with him. And he runs the best amateur tournament here. And rightly so, I've just played on his table upstairs, and they are immaculate snooker tables. And they do it in a hotel called the Eagle Hotel, is it? Glen Eagle Hotel. They come there and they put 10 tables in and have an amateur competition there on the weekends. And there should be more players coming out of Ireland, because years ago, when you was a good player like Patsy Fagan, you might not have heard of him, when you was got any good in Ireland, you had to come to England to play the best players. And I think now there's enough people playing in Ireland that there should be turning out a few more. And I think that might be something that Ken Doherty might be looking into in the near future, getting a few schools of excellence going.
Other sports, Jimmy?
I'm a very bad golfer, but I love it. I love boxing. I go all around the world watching boxing. That is my ultimate buzz, watching boxing. But I used to be a very bad horse follower. But no, my pleasure is watching boxing and relaxing. I play a bit of golf.
Jimmy, I'd say you love snooker. It has been your life. Would you change anything?
No, not at all. I could look back and say, okay, I could have won this. I should have gone to bed early that night and whatever. But I've met some fabulous people over my life, and I've got friends all over the world, and I'm quite a very happy man. I'm a very lucky man.
What do you think of Killarney?
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. It's a shame it's raining.
Jimmy, first of all, let me say it was a great honour and a great privilege to talk to you, and my good friend Connie Sullivan for fixing up the interview. I hope you enjoyed the rest of your trip in Killarney. You're in the back in the top 16 in the world again now. We're all glad to see that.
Thank you.
And now that this interview will be going out in my programme, Terrace Talk, I do know that all our listeners will be tuning in, and the one man they're going to be watching will be yourself.
God bless you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jimmy.